Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dorothy Long, the Managing Director of Canadian Food Focus. Thanks for joining us, Dorothy.
Thanks, Bruce. Happy to be joining you today.
An article circulated through CanadianFoodFocus.org looks at what it means to be a family farm in Canada. What prompted the creation of this article? To whom is it expected to be of interest? And why?
We really decided to write this article because family farm is a term that I think Canadians hear a lot, but not always understanding it clearly. I think people see headlines about big ag and corporate farms, and they're not sure what those mean for the farms in their community. And I think oftentimes these terms are emotionally charged and, you know, really present opportunities for misinformation. So our goal was to step back and explain in plain language, like we always do, what a family farm actually means in the Canadian context and how common those farms are really today. And that's really the goal with all of our communications at Canadian Food Focus. You know, we're here to answer Canadians' questions about food and agriculture, to really bridge that gap between farmers and consumers, rural and urban. And our goal is to, you know, help Canadians understand how their food is grown and raised and how it gets from the farm to their plate. So this article is an example of what we do, and it lives on our website, Canadian Food Focus, and on our social channels.
What does define the term family farm, and from what does that term actually differentiate?
Good question. When we talk about a family farm, we're talking about really who owns and manages the farm, not just how big it is or what its legal structure looks like. In Canada and internationally, the term family farm refers to farms that are owned and run by individuals or families, where the household and the farm business are really closely linked. That is different from farms where ownership and decision-making might sit with a non-family corporate entity or a collective structure that are separate from the household. So the key difference is whether a family is directly responsible for the farm, for its long-term decisions, for the risk, rather than what the size or whether the farm happens to be incorporated. In Canada, some family farms are actually incorporated for business reasons.
How many family farms are operating in Canada and where? How do they differ? How are they similar? And what does that actually mean for consumers?
Most farms in Canada are family operated, even though we overall have fewer farms, and many of them are larger than they used to be. Census data shows that family farms remain that dominant model. And you'll find family farms in every region, every province, every territory, across all the major foods, the commodities, from, you know, grain farms to dairy to horticulture, livestock, mixed farms where they're doing you know, more than one activity. They can look very different. You know, some of them might be small and really diverse. Others might be large and really specialized. Some are sole proprietors. Others are family corporations, as I had mentioned. But what they really have in common is that they're family owned and managed, and that they carry that long-term risk. And for consumers, I think that means a significant share of Canadian food still comes from businesses rooted in families, in households, in communities, not these distant entities with no family connection.
In terms of consumer perceptions, what does the term family farm suggest? What's the significance of that perception? And why is that important?
I was just going to say that I think, you know, consumers find comfort in that, in the term family farm. I think when Canadians hear family farm, many picture people, who know their land, who know their animals well, who, care deeply for them, who have deep ties to their community and are really, these are generational farms. So they're planning with the future in mind. So I think that image matters because it strongly shapes, how people feel about the food those farms are producing, about food safety, animal welfare, and environmental practices. There's a lot of trust in family. But I think it's also important to keep that perception grounded in reality. I think oftentimes people have romantic, sort of a romantic view of farms, and really there's many modern family farms that are fairly large businesses and, are embracing innovation and using technology, to produce safe food, and but they're still being owned and run by families. So it's important for us to explain that there can be a gap between what people imagine and what family, what farms actually look like today, and that gap affects trust.
How are different terms or descriptions used to influence public perceptions of and/or trust in agriculture, and why? And what do those involved in agriculture, as well as the public, need to be aware of in that regard, especially when it comes to social media?
Well, I think words like family farm, corporate farm, factory farm, big ag, all of those, as I had mentioned, carry a lot of, emotional weight. And when you see them on social media and headlines, they're often sort of a shorthand to either reassure people or raise their concerns, and sometimes without much explanation behind them. And I think this is a real opportunity for misinformation. So I think those working in agriculture need to be aware that many consumers first, encounter these terms in short posts or videos where, the visuals are very powerful, but there's not a lot of time to explain, or, there's this emotion to it over fact. And I think that is why it's so important for agriculture to, continue to tell its story and to be transparent and answer consumers' questions. It really helps them move, beyond that to the more accurate picture.
How much trust does the public have in agriculture? What typically influences trust? And how is agriculture working to both maintain and build trust?
I think overall, agriculture has a reasonably strong base of public trust in Canada, but trust is not something that's automatic or consistent. It fluctuates and, is influenced, by the news or by, what people see on social media, and really how people see farmers and food companies responding, to concerns about things like animal welfare or environmental impact or even food prices. So it's very important, I feel, to maintain and build that trust. We need to keep communicating transparently and, directly engaging consumers, answering their questions. That's really why Canadian Food Focus, does what it does. We share, on-farm videos and reels. We're developing these types of explainer articles, answering consumers' questions. We're trying to provide opportunities to ask a farmer so people can see practices for themselves, and get answers from the people directly involved. And so, this family farm article is just one example of taking a term that carries a lot of weight and giving it some clear definitions and data so that conversations can be more informed.
what's at stake in all of this, especially for the public or consumers, and why?
For the public, I think what's at stake is the ability to make confident decisions about food, and to participate in discussions about how it's produced in Canada. Not many people ha in Canada have a direct connection to a farm or to a farmer to be able to answer these questions. So it's important, to provide that information where they go to find information like social media or searching the websites. If people base their views mainly on unclear or emotionally charged terms or even misinformation, they are going to not understand the real issues, and be worried, I think, about things that are not grounded in evidence. And I think that's important to farmers, because a better when consumers better understand farming, it helps people weigh that information and make good decisions, not only for themselves but also for farmers. Consumer perceptions really affect policies and, innovation, the ability to use new technologies that can improve productivity and, help the environment. And that's important for all of us. So having a clear, having clear communications and providing that information is very important.
How can anyone interested access the article, What It Means to Be a Family Farm in Canada, or get more information?
The article is available on our website, canadianfoodfocus.org, under the farming section. People could just search what it means to be a family farm in Canada, and the link should take them to the article. We also posted the article on our social media channels, so they could find that there. Our handle is at CDN Food Focused. And they can also, when they go to the website, sign up for our monthly newsletter, Good Food Grown Here, where we share our latest content. And I think that's actually how you found the article.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I guess I'd just like to say if anybody wants more information, they can explore, our other farming articles, or we have food articles. We have pieces about farming across generations and different farming practices, and they can use our contact details on the site to reach us directly. Canadian Food Focus is really here to answer those questions and help bridge that gap between public questions and farming realities. So, and I guess we also welcome collaboration with farming organizations that want to strengthen public trust by supporting, accurate information that's easy for Canadians to find and understand.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dorothy Long, the Managing Director of Canadian Food Focus. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.